The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Hi, welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. You can visit our website at politicalbombshell.cf, politicalbombshell.cf. Today, I wanted to speak on a topic that came across my phone line here, and it's another one of those hot button topics, which is just the premise on its own doesn't make any sense. And this is why it's just angered me. I asked if God exists, is he a man or a woman? Well, the premise is just completely wrong. And we know God created the man and woman. So how could he be a, you know, it just makes no sense. And I was trying to have a conversation with this person here, and as far as I could tell, he's a non-believer, but we didn't get to continue the conversation. I had to let him go. It was just too noisy. At least get in an area where we can converse without a lot of background noise. I could hardly hear him, and I kept telling him, I can't hear you because it's too noisy. He kept asking me questions, basically along the lines of, do I have proof? Well, we know that those of us who believe in God, we believe in God by blind faith. So I'm not gonna. Proof I can give him, which I was trying to tell him about different examples in my life where things happen and there's no other explanation. You can't say it was luck, pure luck, that I was saved all these many times. It's definitely a God out there that did that. So anyway, I'll play this little bit of conversation that we had, but it's very noisy. I had to cut it off, and you can draw your own conclusion. I'm from the United States. I'm from Massachusetts. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from India.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking for the person who put this up there because the premise is just wrong. I mean, obviously, God created man and woman, so how could he be a man or a woman? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I have to know the answer. God is a man or a female? So, hello?
Yeah, it's kind of noisy. I can't really.
Yeah, actually, God is equal. Am I right? Actually, not a man, and also not a woman.
Exactly, I agree with that.
Actually, I have to know: does the God is alive, or just for a room? That these are rumors, or what? Does God exist, or rumors? Yeah, can you answer me?
It's kind of hard to hear you because it's. Can you repeat that again?
Pardon?
Could you repeat that? Because your background is noisy.
Oh, sorry. Let me. Hello?
Yeah, that's better.
Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah. Could you repeat it again?
Yeah. Actually, I have to know the God is existing or just a rumors.
Oh, so you don't even.
I don't believe on God, but I have to know that God, really the gods are there or just rumors. These are created by our ancient world. I have to know that.
Well, I definitely I know for a fact that God do exist. He's not a rumor. Why would anyone think he's a rumor?
Can you prove me?
The thing about being Christian is it's about faith. You can't prove it. It's faith. You believe by faith. It's blind faith. But I know that there's so many things that happen. There's so many things that happen in my life that I know that God had a hand in it. For instance, like I mentioned once, I was driving with a friend in a Jeep, and I was thrown from the Jeep in an accident, and I should have been dead, but I was saved. But I'm gonna have to talk to you some other time because it's just too noisy. I can't really understand.
Hey, Ray. Hello.
Yeah, it's too noisy. I'm going to have to talk to you some other time.
Oh, is it audible now?
It's better.
Is it audible? So, do you believe in God? Can you prove, is there a God? And if so, is that a male or female?
Yeah, well, like I said, he created men and women. So that's a ridiculous question, number one. And number two, I believe by blind faith, you don't. All right, I'm going to have to go. It's too noisy. I can't hear you.
All right, I thank that caller for his point of view. Again, it was very difficult to converse with him. So let's see if we can get another caller.
Hello and welcome to my new episode. And here, a very special and a very good guy and a very good contestant here. And the guy is... Tell me, who are you?
I'm Ray Sean, and I'm from the United States. I'm a Christian, and so this topic was like thought-provoking to me, so that's why I clicked on it. And go ahead.
All right, Ray. So I just wanted to ask first, like, you believe on God or just you are thinking? What is
yes, it? Yes, I 100% believe in God.
Okay. So what do you understand from God? What do you understand, like, what does it mean of that from yourself? What do you think about God? What is it?
Well, basically, I feel that he's our creator, and we, you know, when we die, we're either going to go to heaven or go to hell based on your actions here. I believe in blind faith, so if someone asked me to give them proof, obviously, I can't give them proof that he exists because it's blind faith. I can only go by blind faith that he does exist. And he's not a man nor a woman. Or I would say that, if anything, he'd be closer to a man since he created man in his own image.
Yeah, you know what? You believe in superstition, Pavel?
If I believe in what?
Superstition.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, maybe I think I'm not able to speak. What is it?
Well, explain it to me.
Well. You believe in black magic? Have you?
Oh, okay. So you're talking about, yes, I've heard of. Well, if I'm gonna believe in good, then I'm also gotta know that there's evil there. So yes, I believe in that as well.
So here, just I want to tell you, if you believe in God, what my experience said, like, God is not a man and not a woman. God is just a trust, and nothing is there to prove, like, yeah, here is God. It's just your trust and do everything from yourself. Yeah, God exists in the world, but you can't even say, like, what happens after getting death, what happens after death, because you didn't see, like, what is happening after. But you can say that God is our trust, and where we can believe, and we can do from like help of from God anything. We can't describe him, like, if he or she, like women or men.
Am yep, I right? Agreed.
So just tell me why you wanna ask, like, if there is a God. Is he a man or women? I think, is that your question?
No, that's not my question. That's why I was looking for the person who asked that question, because I feel that they either asked the question to be provoking, or maybe they don't believe in God. Maybe it was an atheist. I don't know who asked the question.
All right. So, because, hi, Ray, I'm from India, and it's very religious city, and like, you know about India, like, a little bit.
Yeah, I know a little bit.
Yeah. So it's very religious, and here is where I live. Like, I'm from Varanasi, and here is, like, everywhere is a temple, God, and, like, people are very religious. So you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like God is not in the stone, not in temples. God is everywhere. God is in you. Like, when you feel, there's a God. When you trust, there's a God.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So what do you believe? You believe to go to temple? You believe to go to church? Or like praying and having... In which kind of things you believe? Like believing yourself or believing in church or going some religious places and giving incense candles and all and all?
No, I don't. I believe that, like, I used to go to a church and I enjoyed going to a church, but, you know, to pray and to learn more about God, but it turned out to be a, you know, where they wanted me to, for lack of a better word, they wanted me to be untrue, and I didn't want that, because that's not why I went there. They just wanted me to say things to gain more members, and that's wrong. And so I feel God, he follows me everywhere. He's with me, no matter if I'm in a church or if I'm in a car, no matter where I am, he follows me. And he's within me, like you said. And a lot of churches are very political. And that's the thing I don't like about some of the churches.
Okay. So I want to tell you that things like why we go to temple, why we go to church. If we believe the God is like our trust, I want to tell that. Because if we go for believing from myself, because everyone can't believe, like, yeah, he feels peace there. He never go for, like, yeah, there is only God, not everywhere. Everyone believes, like, everywhere is a God. And, like, the question is, if there is a God, is he a man or a woman? There is another man or woman, I think. It's like trust, it's like air, it's like feelings, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really nice, wonderful time with you, Ray. And thank you so much for connecting with me. And if you have any question, you can ask. Otherwise, I have an ex-contest right here. I just take an interview of him.
No, I mean, we pretty much covered everything. We're pretty much on the same page. So I just want to actually find the person that wrote this. I want to know what their thoughts are.
Okay, so all right, Ray, thank you so much for your time and thanks for connecting with me. So stay tuned to my channel. Keep smile and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And welcome back to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden, politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. So I'm not getting any callers that actually posted this topic to begin with, and therefore, I'm going to end this show by saying that faith, you know, you believe but in blind faith. I agree with some of what the caller said. Other things that it was difficult understanding what he meant. But I do believe when he said that God is within all of us. And I definitely agree with that 100%. And I agree with some of the things he said about as far as churches, because I've experienced some of those things where I love the church, and because of the politics of the church and trying to pull members in. I could understand that you want new members and you want to pull members in, but don't ask me to... what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word, like, it's not coming to me right now, but basically you would talk about what happened, like I wish I had the word on me, but you know, what's the word I'm looking for? When you talk, basically, for lack of a better word, I can't recall the word right now, but you would talk about the wonderful things that's happened to you, and because of God and your faith, and they wanted you to do that every Sunday, and specifically not Sunday morning, but Sunday evening. And that, in my opinion, was meant to bring new members in, because a lot of new members would come in on Sunday evenings. And I felt that that's wrong. If I don't have something to say, don't try to pressure me into saying something that's not there. It would be it's a lie. And so I don't want to lie. And so I'm not going to go in there every Sunday evening and pretend like I have something to say that was done and it wasn't. So the politics drove me out of there, and it's a sad day, because I really enjoyed going to that church, going on prayer nights to pray and to learn more about God. It was, you know, a shame that all this happened, the politics in church. But yeah, I also agree with the caller about, you know, God not being man or woman, but I also agree that He made man in His own image. So that's saying something there as well. But yeah, this is a very hot button topic, obviously. And I'm just going to end the show on a note by saying that faith is blind faith. I can't touch it and smell it and feel it and say this, it exists. I can't, like a scientist, I can't. That's why not all scientists, but a lot of scientists, they don't believe in God, because it's not something that you could touch, and you can't, you can't prove it with evidence, basically. Which I would argue that point, because there's plenty of evidence with me, you know, throughout my life, where I went through the wrong path, and I was guided back to the light. So that's how I'm gonna leave this program, by saying I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day, and God bless you.
Political Bombshell.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
Have you heard about this new podcast?
Yes, dear.
Okay, first off, it's all about Lost Soul. I do not know that maybe you know about Lost Soul or not, but I'm a pretty good expert at Lost Souls.
Well, I think that you should advertise your business on there.
Honey, I'm already there. I'm at advertisecast.com/3318. advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.